Yeah,
she swept off the shed.
Yeah, that's it.
Y'all eat more.
I cook them for y'all to eat.
We'll eat them more.
Well, that's it. That's right. Eat them.
I'm eating them.
Are they good?
They are real good. I'd forgotten how they taste. I've been trying to learn how to make some, but vanilla flavoring. I never did think to put vanilla flavoring.
Yeah, well, you can use vanilla. I love
Weatherboard.
Do they have any of those little things along the edge of the roof
that
catch the water?
Awnings. They'd be awnings, I imagine. Or gutter.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's gutter, you know, that runs and carries the water to a certain place, you know.
What's a place where, you know, you got a roof in one part lower than the other?
That's a gutter.
Is that a gutter?
That's a gutter. That'd be a gutter, you see.
Okay.
Well,
yeah. Tell me about some of the little buildings, you know, you have around, like, sheds.
Outside the house.
Yeah, well, we always used to have a little gear house, you know, we'd put our gear in and the bridles and the harnesses of our mules, and then we'd have a wash shelter, you know, and have a little... little room built there to put our keep our syrup and our grease when we dry out grease in the lard cans, and we'd keep our sausage and thing squeezer, the lard squeezer, the sausage maker, we'd keep it in there, and then when we'd make syrup we'd have all that, and when we'd make soap I'd have a board in there and I'd cut out my soap. I could make it one day, I'd cut it out the next, you know, and it'd be firm. I'd cut it out in pieces like I liked, and I'd lay it in that little house. And then we had a chicken house where our chickens all went to roost. And then usually in that chicken house we would pin our geese. Mama used to pick the geese, you know. And then we'd have our smoke house around close to our house where we could just run out and cut us down some meat, you know, and bring in after we'd get it smoked and it'd be good and dry in there. And then we had like I said a while ago, our wood house that we'd keep our wood under, you know. And I can't think, and usually that'd be about all the little outhouses we'd have. Well, we'd have the barn, and he'd cut off in different little pens to part off my cow, or keep my calf in one and my cow in the other. And then we'd have maybe fine pigs in one or something out under the shelter, away from the cold, you know. And so that's about all what we'd have. And then have the big barn out under it, and the lot, open lot then for the mules, you know, to be under, keep your mules that you had to farm with. Then we'd usually have a house, a shelter that we'd keep tools under, the plows, you know, and the planters and the old gunner distributors all pulled by a mule, and we'd keep that, and maybe our harrows, you know, and our turn plows, things like that, you know, we'd keep them under that shelter to keep them out of the weather. And our yards was always good and clean. There weren't no grass in our yards, and I'd cut yard brooms, these old gallberry bushes in the woods, and lay them down, let them dry, and then beat the leaves off of them and tie them up good, then about four or five of them in a make a broom. And that's what we'd sweep our yards with. We didn't have rakes, and we'd always just sweep. And then we'd have to tote off our trash out of it. We'd usually spread down a croaker sack or something and put our trash on it, and then each young'un would take a corner or something and carry that trash off. We didn't have wheelbars or nothing like that to carry it off. We just had to drag it off like that, you know.
I remember doing some of this stuff.
Yeah, you could do all that.
Yeah.